Sagt mir der Weiter, was sagt der Servin, Perik Zayin, a Mishnah Yud Aleph. Nice enough, a person can give Ma. Ma is a coin. It's worth about a 1/6 of a dinner. And a person can give it Lechenveni to a shopkeeper who sells wine, Ulanachtam, or to a baker who sells bread, Kedeshi Azaka, like Erev. So he should give him possession in the Erev. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, Zayhalt Rebbe Eliezer. In other words, I go over to someone who sells wine and I say, look, I don't want to forget to be part of the Shitufim Mevai, so I'm paying you beforehand. Whenever they make the Erev, so I'll own part of it. It's like you're selling it to me now. And he does the same thing with the baker in regard to the bread for the Eruvi Chatzeres. So he's prepaying to make sure he's part of the Erev. Rabbi Eliezer says it's okay, but it doesn't work. The money is not going to make it his, because there's a halacha when you buy something. Even after you give money, it's not yours yet. You have to first do a kinyan. Sometimes you have to pull it into your show, sometimes you have to lift it. And being that he didn't make a kinyan, he doesn't own the Erev. And if he doesn't own it, he's not part of the Erev, even if he gave money. Now, Umaydin, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum would agree, Bashar Kol Adam, Shezachu Leimi Yisav. If Stam, he went over to a friend of his who's not doesn't sell wine, he doesn't sell loaves of bread, and he said to him, do me a favor, make sure I'm part of the Erev. Here's some money. That would be okay, because you're not buying it from him. You're just saying, make sure whenever it's given over to everyone else, I'm included in it. This person doesn't sell wine. He doesn't sell bread. So we understand it's a kind of a tip. Then it's all right. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, according to the way many learn, this is a separate thing. She'ein ma'arvin la'odim elamidate. When it comes to an Erev, you can't do it for someone unless he knows about it from before. When do we say you can't make an Erev for someone unless he knows about it from before? It's only by Ruve Techumen. You see, by an Erev Techumen, you put an Erev on one side, and that means he has extra Amis on one side. Let's say he can go further toward the east, but he has less toward the west. So, it's not a total advantage, it's a disadvantage also. Memele, you can't do it for someone unless he knows about it from before. Avul meruve chetzeres, but for someone to be part of an eruve chetzeres, which means he can carry in the courtyard, so no one loses anything by being part of an eruve chetzeres. It's not like, oh, I have an advantage, I can carry, but I have to give up. You have to give up anything. There's no reason anyone wouldn't want this. Avul be eruve chetzeres, ma'arvin ledatai. You can make an Erev if he knows about it, as well as a shalai ledatai, even if he doesn't know about it. Because the rule is, lefi, since, shezachin li'adam, you can do a schus for a person, you can benefit a person, shalai befanav, even when he's not there, if he has nothing to lose. And the man who's part of the eruve chetzeres, what's he going to say? Oh, I don't want to carry. So don't carry. No one's forcing you to carry. But the ain chavin li'adam shalai b'fanav, you can't do something which is a possible disadvantage to a person unless he's there. And Ruvi Techumen is always a possible disadvantage, because even if he wanted to go one way, but you lose some amis the other way. Because remember, what does the Ruvi Techumen do? It makes your point of center at a different place. Everyone has 2,000 amis from their point of center, wherever they're kind of shvisa. So I can say officially he lives a little bit to the west of his house, so he can go further. So from that point, he has more amis to the west, but you lose to the east. And who says our friend wants to do that? Okay, quickly chazring over. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can prepay, give a ma to a person who sells wine or a baker who sells bread and say, I want to make sure I'm part of the Shetuvim Mevayis, Ruvi Chatzeres, when that happens. Zehalt Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim say, no, he's only making problems for himself because he's intending to buy it and he doesn't get it until you do a kinyan, until you take it into your Rishus, and he never takes it into his Rishus, so he's not part of the Erev. However, there might, if you went over to someone who doesn't sell these things, he's time to give him money and say, make sure I'm part of the Erev. He doesn't mean to buy it. He just means to say, make sure that I'm part of the Erev. People should give it to me on my behalf. That's fine. He's just giving him a tip. And we learned weiter in the Mishnah, when it comes to Eruve Chatzeres, you can do it for a person, whether he's there, whether he's not there, whether he agreed, he didn't agree, because it's only a schus, he doesn't lose anything. But when it comes to Eruve Techumen, where gaining on one side is losing on the other side, you can't do it unless the person is maskim from before. By the way, when it comes to Shitufim Mevois, sometimes it's also something you can't do without the person's rishus. What possible disadvantage is there to a Shetufim Mevayis to be part of it? I mean, after all, isn't it the same as the Ruvi Chatzeres? It just gives him a right to carry into the alley. If he doesn't want to carry, he doesn't have to carry. What does he lose? Well, he would lose only in this case. If, let's say, his courtyard is open to two alleyways, if you're part of the Shetufa Mavoyas of one alleyway, you can't be part of the other alleyway. So how do I know where he wants to go? And Mamela, because it could be a disadvantage, so Shetufa Mavoyas also cannot be done unless the person told you beforehand that he wants it.